All right, I thought today was thought it was a good day for us to continue to grow. You know, I today we just had helmets on. You know, obviously scrimmage tomorrow night. You know, hoping guys understand the intensity in all reps with whether you're in helmets, whether you're in full pads, whatever we're doing. You know, we have a purpose for what we're trying to accomplish. Whether it's fundamentally, whether it's communication, you know, all aspects of it. And you know, I thought there were some really good moments. I thought there were some moments where we saw a little bit of a lull in the practice. You know, I mean, the human nature wants you to be comfortable. The mind will always tell you, you know, that you're hot, you're tired, you're this, you're sore, all of it, right? You take pads off. Well, today, naturally, you want to take it down a notch, right? But we got to be able to push with the mentality of giving everything I have, being under control, and maybe not being as physical on a day that you don't have shoulder pads, right? You got to be able to still get that quality of work. And so, you know, that was a good learning experience for our guys. You know, I don't think it was a bad day in any regards, but I think those are the teachable moments that, you know, we've got to continue to push in. And, you know, guys are excited about tomorrow night. There's no question. I mean, get a chance, Joe Campbell, you know, 7:30. You know, there's gonna be some violent collisions and some big plays on whichever side of the ball, right? I'm excited about it, but you know, every part of this process, we've got to make sure that we're continuing to push. And I thought today provided a good example of some ways that we can get better. You know, even when we pull off a little bit from the physicality of what we're trying to do. Oh, they're doing a great job. I mean, all three quarterbacks. I mean, and I know I've talked about AJ. You know, you guys, I mean, y'all see it. I mean, the way Tate's operating, you know, Jordan is taking his game to a new level. You know, we still got to work. There's still things. What I love is the coachability and the detail. You know, these guys are owning their actions. They're owning their, you know, if they make a mistake, they're taking ownership. I've heard quarterbacks, you know, Even in when they were doing something right, but there was a miscommunication with maybe another position, like they own it and say how they've got to be better. Like that's leadership. And you know, I think Coach Tokars is doing a great job with that group. But seeing the confidence that's emerging, and you know, just the way where they're locating the ball too. I mean, it's, you know, even on, you know, some of the incompletions, they're great misses. And you know, being able to do that, I mean, you see that confidence growing, and it's obviously what we need.
Would you say Jordan's elevating this game? Because what specifically is standing out to you?
I mean, really all. I mean, it's you know, progressions, timing, reads, accuracy. I mean, you know, he's been really, really on point with where he's locating the ball in straight drawback game and the movement game, you know, all of it. And, you know, he's very confident. You know, even this last year, you know, the things he does in the run game, you know, and I'm not even talking about anything with his legs, but the things he does in being able to get us in the best situation at times, like he's, you know, he's just very confident in those looks. And you know, our defense has given us a lot of variation, and I like that. And, you know, and his confidence is good in what he's seeing.
The addition of Malik Feaster, how that come about, and what does he bring to the program?
Well, Malik, you know, very, very versatile player. You know, guy has a lot of experience. You know, obviously when he went into the portal as a grad transfer, you know, finished up in summer school, you know, here this last week. And, you know, we're excited about bringing him into the program. We knew coming in, you know, that we would love to have added another defensive back. Just, you know, you're playing as much of you know, with multiple DBs out there on the field. You know, to be able to have another guy that can come in, compete, can continue to push the competition. Really pleased with the guys that we have. But you know, in this game, you never know what's going to happen. And you know, Malik, what I loved about him is when he came over, you know, took an unofficial visit there this right before the dead period hit. And you know, we've had some guys that we've recruited, and you know, they look at depth chart, they look at, you know, who's there, and you know, maybe if it's just a 1 year period of time, you know, Malik was one that said, you know, that I want to come compete. I want to come be a part of the things that you're talking about. I want to come be a part of this team. And you know, I just love his mindset when it comes to that. And I do believe he's going to be somebody that's going to help us defensively, whatever that role might be. It might take a little while, you know, coming in and learning a brand new language and all things. But yeah, he's excited about that work and the process. And then also in special teams, you know, he's shown throughout his career that he can definitely be an impact there as well. So definitely a great addition, you know, a young man that is driven by competition. And, you know, I was excited he said yes.
All right, last one.
From the spring to now, Johnny is definitely playing at a more consistent level, practicing at a more consistent level, I guess. I know a lot of work gone into it. What do you kind of credit for consistency?
It's the work. I mean, you know, and when you come in, especially, you know, as a transfer, you know, you have a way that you have done it. And then, you know, you come into a new program and now it's about, you know, learning all new things. And, you know, Johnny's been great since he's got here and really embraces the challenge. You know, he likes the mental aspect of what we ask our receivers to do. And, you know, obviously he's got great physical traits. And, you know, I think he's been consistent in his work and he's continuing to get better. And we're continuing to get to know him better. And so those are all things that have shown up and, you know, excited about the element that he's brought to this offense.